Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to view our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a TV program that airs right after this broadcast from 8 a.m. to 8:30 on Public Access Channel Number 6 entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give it a look. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrodsburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. Please go out there and take a look. Let us know what you think. We also, at the end of this broadcast, will give you our regular meeting times of our Bible study periods and worship periods at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. Our only desire is to show you need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. If we can help you in any way with your walk with God, please do not hesitate to call upon us. That is what we're here for. We have been discussing the subject of sin, and last week we began a study of the subject of sins done in ignorance. And we finished up last Lord's Day talking about, can we know our sin? As some have taught, some sins we cannot have knowledge, or therefore we cannot repent and confess them and seek forgiveness. Is this true, or is that an assumption? What does the word secret mean? Well, it comes from a Hebrew word, and it means, well, let's look at some parallel passages that will help us understand what it means. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 12, this statement has reference to David's sin with Bathsheba in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. Did David sin not knowing that his conduct was sinful, or did David try to cover up his conduct by his actions with Uriah? He knew it was wrong, but he thought he could cover it up. They weren't unknown to him. He knew he was wrong, and when he would later be, when he would be confronted with them, he would forget. He would seek God's forgiveness because he would acknowledge that he had sinned. But he knew he had sinned. That's why he tried to cover it up. In Deuteronomy 27:24, again, the word is used here to something that is done covertly, to hide the action. Talks about something done ignorantly, not that they did not know, but that they did not mean to commit the act. It was accidental. The difference between manslaughter and murder. If they killed someone by accident, there were cities of refuge, but still they had killed someone. Again, they knew that there was a difference. In Deuteronomy 13:6-9, a brother entices one secretly to serve other gods. Something done from house to house, than a thing done openly before all. But was he still guilty? Yes, he was guilty. Even though it wasn't known, he was to be taken out in stone. The individual that he tried to mislead and get him to go into idolatry, he was to take that to the judges or to the elders. And when those things could be substantiated by more than two or three witnesses, then he was taken out in stone. Even though it was hidden to others, it could be known. In Psalm 32, verse 5, this can be a commentary on Psalms 19 and verse 12. Let's read Psalms 32 and verse 5. Psalms 32 and verse 5. I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. You see, secret faults are those things which the sinner has hidden by failing to repent and confess them. What is the consequence for such action? Well, let's see what Proverbs 28, verse 13 and 14, give us some insight into this. Proverbs 28:13-14, he who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes him will have mercy. Happy is a man who is always reverent, but he who hardens his heart will fall into calamity. What can we then conclude, ladies and gentlemen? Never does the word secret, something done in ignorance, but something done covertly to try to conceal one's actions. It's not secret that it's not known. It's secret that they're trying to hide it from others. It's written concerning the adequacy of the written word to reveal the man his sins and to turn him away from them and to turn him towards God. Please consider very carefully verses 8 and 11. I want to reread those. Psalms chapter 19, verse 8 and 11. Psalms 19, verse 8 says, "The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure and enlightening the eyes. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and by keeping them there is great reward." You see, this would take away some of the power of the word and our need to know that word. If we could sin in ignorance and not worry about having to seek forgiveness because God would automatically forgive them, then why not just stay in ignorance? Many people believe that. Many people believe what they don't know can't hurt them. And so if they don't know about something that's wrong, or if they don't know something's a sin, then they're protected. Ignorance is bliss. No, ignorance is not bliss. Secret does not mean that not is not known. Secret means it's something that's trying to be covered or hidden. Ignorance is something you may not be aware of right away, but you have the ability to become aware of it. And when you do become aware of it, then God demands that you seek his forgiveness. What about the many passages that teach sin revealing power in the Word of God? In Hebrews 4, 12 and 13, the Bible is said to be like a two-edged sword. How so? Well, it cuts and discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart, according to that passage. In Psalms 119 and verse 11, it says, "I've hidden in your word in my heart that I might not sin." You see, if we put God's word in our mind, then it will protect us from sin, and we will not recognize sin, and we will refrain, and we will not fall prey to it. In Romans 3 and verse 20, "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in the sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin." We know sin because of the law. We can label sin correctly because we know the law. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. On the contrary, "I would not have known sin except for the law," or through the law. "For I would not have known covetousness unless the law had said, you shall not covet." You see, the law revealed, gave me the information and the knowledge I needed in order to be able to overcome my sin. And then in Ephesians 3, in verse 4, we are commanded to read, "by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ." In chapter 5, verse 17, "do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." In each of these verses, many others that we could add, but we won't for time's sake, in all of these verses, it affirms that knowledge of sin and salvation are revealed through the word of God. What will the honest heart do? Lay this word in his heart, that he recognizes sin, that he can label sin, that he can avoid sin, and when he finds himself falling into sin, that he will turn, repent, and seek God's forgiveness. That's the correct biblical teaching. For what was David praying for then in Psalms chapter 32? Was David praying for forgiveness of sins that he was not aware of? The word secret cannot be shown to be talking about that reasoning. Are they the sins of Leviticus 4 and 5 that we studied earlier? Do we have the same conflict with other scriptures? In Leviticus 4, verse 22 through 26, what were the conditions for atonement? Number one, the sin coming to knowledge. Number two, bringing an offering of a male goat or without spot and without blemish. Confession upon the head of the goat. And number four, the priest making atonement on the altar, pouring out the blood and burning the fat. You made a sin sacrifice. How would this be any different than an alien sinner praying for forgiveness of sins under the new covenant, before obedience and baptism? Is there some kind of shortcut here? I think not. If one could make a sacrifice for that same sin once it became known, I think we could say that it's double jeopardy and places a premium upon ignorance. It would be a benefit to be ignorant because therefore you could be assured that you'd be forgiven. What were David's secret faults? Sins covered from others and trying to hide them from God. In 2 Samuel chapter 11, 3 through 17, and also read Psalms 32 in its entirety and Psalms 51. Was David still hiding those sins? No. They plagued him. They were ever before him. He wanted forgiveness. He was lamenting the fact that he had sinned, and he wanted to seek God's forgiveness. David was earnestly seeking the forgiveness for that conduct, of the sins he knew of, not the ones that he did not know of. Ignorance is not bliss, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot claim ignorance. You can't claim that you didn't know. You can't claim that because you don't know it, then you're not guilty. Yes, you are guilty. Let me give you a parallel. You go out here and you break a law, one of the driving laws, and the policeman pulls you over, and he's going to write you a ticket, and you say, well, I wasn't aware of that. You can't write me a ticket because I didn't know that was against the law. I had not become aware of that. You should have been aware of it. That's your responsibility, to know the laws of driving, to know the laws of the state that you drive in. Ignorance is not an excuse. You're still going to get a ticket. Same thing if you would violate tax laws, and you would violate and you would not take some, you would take a deduction that you were not authorized, and you would take more money than you were authorized to take, and you would be audited, and the auditor would tell you that you took this deduction and you were not authorized. And you say, well, I didn't know that. I didn't know that's what the law said. You can't charge me with that because I didn't know. Wrong. You are responsible to know. You are responsible to know that law and what you can and cannot use as a deduction, what is a rightful deduction and what is not. And when you violate that, you can be charged as breaking the law. We understand that and we know that. We know that about driving laws. We know that about tax laws. We know that about rules and regulations of jobs that we hold. We might not know the fine print, but you're going to be held to the fine print because you have a responsibility to know it. Ladies and gentlemen, God does not give us a free pass on ignorance. We do not get a free pass on ignorance, and God is not putting a premium on us not knowing what God's law says. We are responsible to know so we don't get caught unaware. The Bible has placed a very heavy emphasis, ladies and gentlemen, on knowledge. Hosea 4, verse 6, the Bible says that God's people were destroyed for lack of knowledge. In Jeremiah 6, 11 through 16, the steps of apostasy, these people could not even bless because they forgot the law of God. We're to study to show ourselves approved to God that we can rightly divide the word of God, 2 Timothy 2:15. We are to stand ready to give an answer to the hope that's in us, 1 Peter 3, verse 15. The Hebrew writer rebuked those Christians because they had not grown in their understanding of the knowledge of God's word. And 2 Timothy 2, verse 2 tells us that we are to commit things to faithful men that can teach others also. This theory that some sins do not need to be known or specifically confessed is placing the emphasis where God does not place it, on ignorance. Where is the Bible list of the type of sins which we commit that we can gain forgiveness by a general catch-all prayer? Brethren, this is just one of the many reasons we must know the book. Yes, grace of God will cover more than we can even comprehend or understand, but it will not erase willful ignorance of God's will and a failure to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3, verse 18. Sins of ignorance must be confessed, they must be repented of, unless they are, they cannot be forgiven. Secret sins and sins of ignorance are two different categories, and we need to study our Bibles to make sure we know the difference. Again, God does not place a premium on ignorance, but on knowledge. Thank you for listening today. We hope you tune in again next Lord's Day as we continue discussing the subject of sin.